We begin our next set of news items with a good news story about a local fire equipment firm. The UK's leading provider of firefighting nozzles has opened a new £5.5 million design and manufacturing facility in Norwich. Delta Fire has been based in Norfolk for more than three decades, supplying bespoke fire nozzles to more than 75% of the UK's fire and rescue services. The firm is run by three generations of the same family and recently unveiled its new facility at Broadland Business Park. Delta Fire, which provides fire safety equipment to more than 70 countries worldwide, is run by Ian Gardner, his wife Carol, their daughters Lisa and Joanne, and Joanne's sons Jordan King and Kai Sweeney. The facility was opened by Lady Dannett, Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, and her husband, General the Lord Dannett, to a backdrop of one of Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service's new appliances and another from the Norfolk Fire Museum dating back to the 1930s. More than 100 guests attended as Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service showcased the new appliance, and Delta Fire launched its latest product, the Hydro Wall Hose, used to combat wildfires.
A search has started to find new operators to run park and ride buses around Norwich, including for a service threatened with the axe. Norfolk County Council is inviting bus companies to bid to take on the running of park and ride services from five Norwich park and ride sites: Thickthorne, Harford, Norwich Airport, Sprowson and Postwick. The services have all been run by Connect Bus since 2015, but the County Council is re-tendering the contract and wants to award it to one or two operators. But County Hall has been clear it will not provide any subsidies for those services. Before the COVID pandemic, the service had been self-funding, but the authority this year had to subsidise them with £600,000. The authority has been considering shutting the POSIC service to save £150,000 should passenger numbers remain too low for it to run without the council having to subsidise it. The council owned 552 parking place site shut during the COVID pandemic when it was used as a test centre. Other city park and ride sites reopened in June 2022. But the County Council kept POSIC closed, except for a temporary opening that Christmas. In September last year, under pressure from 11 parish councils, it reopened on a trial basis, subsequently extended.
A pensioner from North Norfolk was blocked from her bank account after records claimed she was dead. Heather Durkach, 72, from North Walsham, has been a Bank of Scotland customer for around 50 years. She had shared an account with her husband and continued to use it after he died in 2022. Mrs. Durkach first noticed a problem with the account when the direct debits for her gas, water and electricity started being rejected. She alerted Bank of Scotland, only to be told she had been recorded as deceased on their system. A spokesperson from the bank said the problem had been corrected as soon as Mrs. Durkach's solicitor made them aware at the end of April. "We're really sorry for the upsetting experience Mrs. Durkach has due to the error we made, which we fixed," they added. "We covered the costs incurred and made an additional payment in recognition of her experience."
A new £88 million electronic system designed to help Norfolk's three main hospitals work better together has taken a big step forward. Local health bosses are investing the sum in a new electronic patient record, EPR, to be used at the Norfolk and Norwich, the James Paget in Galston, and the Queen Elizabeth in King's Lynn. Once introduced, the record system aims to eliminate over-reliance on paper-based records and vastly improve communication between the three hospitals. Alice Webster, Chief Executive of the QEH, said, "This transformative initiative will empower our healthcare professionals to deliver exceptional patient care by providing them with accurate, up-to-date and easily accessible patient information. We believe this investment in digital innovation will greatly enhance our ability to meet the needs of our community now and in the future. Currently, when hospitals need to share information, records have to be physically transferred, which can cause delays in treatment or force patients to repeat their stories multiple times."
Norfolk's newest Lord has used his maiden parliamentary speech to call for an organisation which advises the government on environmental matters to have its powers watered down. Lord Fuller, the former South Norfolk Council leader, said Natural England had held up the building of thousands of homes in Norfolk and threatened construction of the Norwich Western Link. In his first speech in the House of Lords since he was made a life peer in March, Lord Fuller of Galston-on-Sea said, "It's the national agencies, often with their heavy-handed over-regulation, that must share the blame for most of the delays and obfuscation in the planning system, and by adding costs we can't afford. It is time the veto over delivering new, affordable homes, establishing new communities, and building new infrastructure is removed from Natural England, who, in my experience and in that of your Lordship's Built Environment Committee, have been found to be wanting. In March 2022, councils in Norfolk were told by Natural England they could not permit housing applications within catchment areas of the River Wensum and the Broads because nutrients created by development could go into waterways and harm species. Councils were told it had to prove that developments would not lead to an increase in phosphate or nutrient runoff."
Dozens of sharks have been found off the Norfolk coast in just one night. The county's coast is said to be a haven for sharks, with the common smoothhound and the critically endangered tope shark among the species spotted. A total of 150 sharks were found during conservation work by Sea Life Hunstanton. Native sharks face numerous dangers, from entanglement in fishing nets to bycatch overfishing, and even people hunting them for their fins. Mark Hind, curator at Sea Life Hunstanton, said, "Tagging and tracking sharks is essential for understanding their behaviours and migration patterns, which are crucial for developing effective conservation strategies. By identifying key areas for protection, we can better safeguard these incredible marine animals." The project sees the sharks being caught in the early hours of the morning, mostly near Hunstanton, when their gender, size and weight are recorded. The sharks then have an unobtrusive tag attached to them that gives the crew vital information on their movements. Our first feature today is being read by Robin Quine and is by antiques expert Mike Hicks, about a constant trend for antique collectors looking at our enduring fascination with old kitchen equipment.